Hello, everybody. What's up, fool? Felipe Esparza with Rodrigo Torres. Yeah, I mean, if you guys love our podcast, please subscribe on our podcast on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and like us, follow us.
Comment,
write a good review about it. Write a bad review. We accept them all, man. We love all our listeners.
Yeah, man.
We're going to keep doing our podcast. Please listen. A shout out to Eddie Rodriguez. He paid for my lunch. We're at Doomies.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the clown yesterday that got you the hot dog.
Hiccups. Eh?
He was cool, fool.
Now, Eddie Rodriguez, thank you very much. His girlfriend, I hope they're still together, works at Doomies. And a couple of weeks ago, they hooked it up.
Hell yeah,
also,
dude.
People, we have an Amazon search window on our website, www.felipesworld.com. If you want to help support the show, every time you want to look for something to buy on Amazon, search from that window on our page, and you'll be helping the show. That means, people, that when you go to felipesworld.com on my webpage, there's an Amazon link. And if you could buy your stuff, if you buy stuff through Amazon, I would appreciate it if you go to our page and buy it through our page. That way, we get acknowledgement that people went through our page and bought stuff from Amazon. And we get a little something, a little shout out, a little Python.
A little grab.
What's up, fool? Podcast with Felipe Esparza and Rodrigo Torres.
Yeah, man.
So what's up, fool? I heard you snuck into it. First of all, let me tell you about Rodrigo Torres. You guys don't know it, man. Rodrigo Torres should have his own show. It should be a reality show called Rod Sneaks In.
Rod,
I know,
sneaks
we're
in.
Trying to go for Rodrigo, but Rodrigo has too many syllables for it'll never go over in it'll never fly in Peoria. You gotta pick one, Rod or Rigo, one or the other. For real, man, Rodrigo should have a show called Rod Snuck In. Or Rod, no, we can't say Rod gets in, because then that sounds too nasty for the people in the South. Oh, that's kind of like the Rod went in. Now, bro, I think Rodrigo should have a show called Rodrigo Snuck In. But then now it sounds like a Mexican sneaking into America. People might not get turned in. It should be called Rodrigo Is at the Party.
Rodrigo sneaks into almost every concert that's sold out, eh?
Bro, you guys don't know that, but Rodrigo has snuck into how many concerts? Over 10?
Probably 20, dog.
Rodrigo has snuck into over 20 concerts at the Pond, at the House of Blues, at the
The Forum.
The Forum, at the Majestic Theater to see Bill Cosby in San Antonio.
Oh, that was awesome. I didn't think I was getting in, dog. Thank God for those ushers.
And he got snuck into the San Diego City Festival.
Hell yeah. For the street scene. When
the
we
street
see
scene.
Social Distortion.
Social Distortion. The only place I ever snuck in was Dodger Stadium, man. I know how to sneak in through the back where the cops are at, where the warehouse is. You just walk in there holding a box and you're in, bro. You
got to show me the spot, dog.
Yeah, man.
I'm over this ticket paying if these fools are losing.
So, man, so you snuck into the Social Distortion
Here
concert?
We go. House of Blues. On Monday night, sold
House
out.
House of Blues?
It got sold out in 10 minutes. I was like, fuck that. I want to go Sunday, but I couldn't make it out. I had to do a little show. So, dude, next to the House of Blues, there's an old, like, abandoned fucking...
Tattoo parlor.
Yeah, there's the lady with that's a palm reader, and then there's just a field, but it has a fence. So I hopped over the fence, and then there's, like, an old, like, Spanish, like, fucking facade where they store a bunch of shit.
Take a little break real quick, man. How the hell does a palm reader survive on Sunset? She's probably reading palms on one hand and the other hand giving out coke.
Or hand jobs, eh?
Hand jobs, right?
So I fucking hopped over there in the bushes and shit, and there was a bum, and he's like, hey, can I get the House of Blues? Yeah, man, but you gotta hop over another fence. So I was like, fuck it, dog. Gave that fool $2. Fucking went in there. I was like a fucking roach, fool. And then there's like a tin fucking roof that leads to where the backstage stairs go upstairs to the main floor and to the bottom. So there was a fool out there smoking a cigarette, and I said, fuck it. I was just stalking this fool. He went inside, and I just fucking walked in there, dove in there, and then fucking creeped into the show. And I was in there, dog, in the VIP section. So I bought a beer. Fool, like an idiot, I had to go use the restroom. A brother's all, hey, man, let me see your ticket and your pass. I was like, what? I'm with the band, dude. My brother's in that opening band. No, man, I need to see your credentials then. I was like, this fool. And he's all, let me talk to my supervisor. Dude, and then another bigger black dude comes. Come on, man. Come with me outside, man. I'm like, hey, dog. Dude, listen, man. I'm from Southern California, dude. I paid $90 to get in. The fool snuck my ass in through the front door. Dude, I just wanted to watch a show. No, can't do it, dog. I can't do it. I'm going to let you finish your beer, dog. I'm all right, dog. So fucking all these white motherfuckers right there fucking ain't got no problem, dog. Fucking, and I can't sneak in. We're brothers, dog. I'm Mexican. You're black. Come on, dog. You can't hit me like that. Fool. That fool supervisor took off. The motherfucker whipped out a pass and a ticket. He's like, hey, man, put this shit on, man. I believe you.
That's right, bro. You the race card.
Hell yeah, dog. And then, instead of the green card, you know what I'm saying?
You sure want that thing? Come on, brother. I can't breathe, too.
Fool, and then fucking at the end of the show, fucking just fucking chilled out, dude. And I followed this other fool to the back. Fool, and I hung out with Johnny Two Bags for a little while, dog. Fucking took a picture with Mike Ness, fool. It was fucking beautiful. The drummer, dog, David Hidalgo Jr. But it was cool, and they were badass, fool.
Did you get to smoke out with them?
Fool, please, dog. Everybody was passing out little joints. You know how it fucking goes. But it was, you know, some other fools that weren't with their crews, fool. I left buzz. I left high. I left happy. Mission accomplished. It wasn't impossible, dog. And that's how I snuck in.
So you snuck all the way in there?
All the way in, fool.
Did you see any fools that man, how did he get in there?
Well, everybody had that look, dog. Hey, man, you know those guys? Oh, yeah, man, we go back a while, dog. Fool, it was tight, fool.
Well, so, you know what's funny, man? When you do get into somewhere like the way you got in, because I snuck into a lot of places, like, it's always bad to go with somebody who's weak, huh?
You can't go with anybody. Too many weak leaks. Because if they get caught, they're going to tell on your ass. You got to be by yourself, fool. No girlfriend with a fucked up heel and shit. None of that shit, dog. Seriously, fool. Because you're going to hold your ass back, fool. And then what if that fool gets caught? Because there's some places that will throw your ass in jail because it's trespassing, dog. That's only if you can slip out the cuffs, huh, boy?
Because I remember when we went to that San Diego Music Festival.
The street scene?
And then we didn't see your ass. Man, you fucking hopped that gate, dog.
Yeah, like I told him, what the fuck you guys waiting for? Let's go, dog. Tickets were like $50 and shit. And then we all disappeared. Fucking, like, we all got to watch Social Distortion. I went to the front. And then we watched Cake. And then that's when you and Vinny and Ivan seen Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, him and I sneak in. Me and Vinny snuck in through some tarp. And we lost Ivan. Right? Ivan, by the way, is Gabriel Iglesias' personal assistant now. But back in the days, he used to personal assistant us.
Your sickness.
Your sickness. Anyway, so Ivan snuck in somewhere else, and me and Vinny went under a tarp. And I remember, like, as soon as the first fool we saw was Ron Jeremy.
You said he was all dirty, like, dirty-ass shoes.
Ron Jeremy is always nasty, bro. He was wearing, like, those baggy-ass pants, like that fool was wearing in Napoleon Dynamite. You want to step into my dojo?
Rex Kwando, dog.
Rex Kwando. So then I saw Vinny, and I said, it was your father, fool, and I pushed him into him.
Dog! Touching that nasty ass fool, dog.
He said, oh, man, my arm rubbed his hairy arm. Which hairy arm?
Look, I guess if you got a big dick, you can dress like that, though, huh?
Nah, man.
Nah, man.
Nah, you can't. You can't. You can't, man. No, you have to be, unless you're big and cheap.
Suppose
what do those sweats cost, bro?
Fuck, dude. He probably got them in 1989, dog. $12.
He had a money pouch, too.
A little fanny pack and
a
shit?
A little fanny pack.
Did you say that fool had Velcro shoes, fool? That's like a cheap-ass grandpa, huh, fool?
He always shows up, like, at parties, like, trying to get in and shit.
I heard that fool shows up just to eat free food, dog.
I have his book, and I read half of Ron Jeremy's book. And the first half was all me, and this, and me, and that, and me, and this. It was kind of the me, five chapters. But on one of the episodes, this is why I love Rodney Dangerfield.
Hell yeah.
Keeps it 100. He knows who's Rodney Dangerfield, like a real comic. Rodney Dangerfield knew who's full of shit.
Absolutely,
said,
you know.
He said one time they were all hanging out, a big-ass crowd, and Rodney Dangerfield stood up and said, hey, Ron, why don't you fucking pay for everybody?
Are you serious? Yeah. To Ron Jeremy? Hell yeah. He probably doesn't like cheap motherfuckers.
And made that fool pay, dog.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's tight, fool.
He's like, I never hung up with Rodney again.
Yeah, because you couldn't, you know? Hey, a quick story about Rodney Dangerfield, dude. I read his book, the first two chapters. I haven't, you know, fucking haven't bought it or whatever.
You have no respect, huh?
Yeah. I'm going to get it, though. But he tells us a story about that fool, Flip Wilson, fool. That he got pulled over in the South in the 60s, fool, by a cop and shit. And then the cop's all, what do you do for a living, son? And Flip Wilson's all, I'm an entertainer.
He flipped it on there.
And the cop looks at Flip Wilson, come on, every nigga's an entertainer. And Rodney Dangerfield told that in his book, dog. Awesome. Damn, story. Isn't that crazy? Hell yeah.
They're riding together?
No, yeah, in the 60s, fool, through the South. Yeah, man.
And back then, I don't know how it is, but back then, that black fool couldn't ride shotgun probably with white dudes.
Hell no. Nah, fool, that would have those fools sleep in the back or laying down like a fucking little shotgun, fool. Little identifiers, whoop, swoop on your ass, dog.
Swoop.
Beat your ass with a stick, fool.
A fat ass stick.
I was gonna hit you up. So what happened, fool? You said you posted that thing, a picture of John McCain.
Dude, yeah.
And you got that whole backlash.
First of all, Donald Trump said, here's what Donald Trump said. Oh, did you hear what he said today about Hillary Clinton?
No, I heard he's been saying a couple. What the fuck he said today, dog?
Donald Trump said, and I quote, I gotta quote it because I don't wanna say some bullshit that I made up.
Something to the effect of, if she can't take care of her husband, how she can take care of the rest of the American population or some shit like that?
Yeah. Hillary Clinton. I think people don't realize that Donald Trump is not a Republican or a Democrat no more. He's a fascist.
Oh, he's just a fucking dick, dude. He's all fucking puto pedo with that dude, fool. He's just riling up the feathers of the people that are left over from the Tea Party fucking experience.
He said, this is what Donald Trump said about Hillary Clinton.
You're fired.
If Hillary Clinton can't satisfy her husband, what makes her think she can satisfy America?
The fuck does that happen?
That's like me saying this. Donald Trump can't control and manage the top of his hair. How is he going to control and manage crazy America?
Dude, that fool's going to cry, dog.
So, Donald Trump said last week or 2 weeks ago, that I think John McCain is not a war hero. You know, he was captured. He's a prisoner of war. I like my war heroes not captured.
Why don't you go to war, dog?
Yeah, why don't you go to war, motherfucker? I know I can't go. I'm not an American citizen. Thank you very much. But remember we met John McCain?
Hell yeah, he was cool.
And John McCain was walking by with his wife by himself.
No security.
No security service. That fool has one arm, but that fucking arm is fast.
Hell yeah, dog. It's strong.
The other hatching. Arm, is just, you can just leans on that motherfucker to a chair. Well, anyway, so I met him. He was really nice. We took a photo. I posted on Instagram when I first met him. Nothing, right? Everybody was whatever. There was nobody crying. Oh, that's good you met him. So then I posted it up again. John McCain and me, you know, I consider this guy a war hero. You know, because to me, anybody that goes to war or if you enlist to the army, even though if you enlist and go to the army and you come back, you're still a war hero because you survived the war. No matter if you were captured or whatever your political views are afterwards, you're still a war hero. You're always going to be a war hero. Rey Escalera.
Hell yeah, war hero.
Shout out 10 times. War hero.
Lost his leg,
right? So I posted up that photo, dude. The people who really don't like us came out of the woodwork. And there was this guy who said, oh, I'm done listening to the podcast. Bye.
Really, wait,
that's one thing. Let me tell you about the podcast. It's free. That's what you go, man. Broke people, and I'm serious, broke people are the only people that can get something for free and then talk shit about it. Complain.
Dude, it's free. What the fuck are you talking shit for?
I know. And then another guy called a sellout. And I went to his page. Page is private.
There you go. Did he have an egg?
And his picture was him in front of one of those pyramids in Mexico. So now he's more Mexican than me. Because he went to the fucking pyramids, bought a ticket, went on vacation, and took one photo in front of the pyramids. And supposedly now I'm a sellout and he's more Mexican. You know what, bro? Fuck you. If you're listening, fuck you, okay?
Yeah, and that's when Mexicans were 4 feet tall, too, dog. Yeah. Before they, you know, they had no hair on their chest and shit on their face.
This fuck is like 6 feet tall.
Give me a break, fool. Those fools kill me. But
so then some other guy kept crying about, you don't know the stuff he did to this. I don't know, bro.
What did he do?
What did he do? I don't know what he did. As long as the motherfucker didn't do it to me personally. People just cry babies.
It's because, dude, look, they look at that fool as like old white Republican from Arizona. All right, cool, whatever. Cool. But the thing is that they associate him with the governor of Arizona that did all those fucked up laws with a couple of those people. Whatever, dude. He actually was for the DREAM Act back in the day. And the DREAM Act was authored by Orrin Hatch, who's a Republican senator from Utah, fool, because the Mormons go to Mexico and they bring Mexicans back to turn them into Mormons and make more Mormons all over the world, dog. You know what I mean? So, dude, that's the fool's a warrior.
They do it with Samoans, too.
Hell yeah, they do. Dude, John McCain used to wake up in POW camp and he would break his fingers every fucking day, dog. You gonna tell me this dude with the fucked up hair trying to say that this fool ain't a war hero? Why don't you go to war with your fucking fake ass? That motherfucker went to military school. That's close to war you ever got, Donald Trump.
Then some other guy cried, but what is he doing for the U.S. vets? Then some guy responded, what are you doing?
Exactly, fool.
What are you doing?
They're
you
trying
know
to
what?
Fix the problem,
it's
fool.
Like John F. Kennedy said, don't ask what the country can do for you, but what can you do for the country?
Straight up, dude. Everybody wants to just talk shit, fool. But, you know, like we were saying with the whole thing with people talking shit with those kids that were in Nogales, those ones, oh, they're treating them like dogs. They're feeding them three times a day. I mean, they're not the excellent conditions, but it's better than being dead in a fucking desert, giving them water, watching TV. Why don't all those people that are talking shit and caring so much for them, why aren't they moving them into their house, fool? Why don't they fucking take him? Why don't they adopt him? They won't, but they'll talk shit on social media to get fucking likes.
That'll fuck with my cave, my man cave, bro. I can't have no illegals in my man cave.
The only person
that really helped those kids out and really put his word out there was Lupillo Rivera.
Yeah, dog. He went over there
Lupillo
and talked shit.
Lupillo Rivera went out there with bottled water for everybody and was talking shit to those people. Hey, shut up. I pay more taxes than all of you guys put together make in a year.
Hell yeah, dog.
And that's sad if you got to pay $100,000 in taxes.
Uncle Sam got to get his cut, dog.
I think if you're paying $100,000 or $50,000 in taxes every year, you have a right to talk shit, man.
Hell yeah, and get free Starbucks too, dog.
Yeah, man, I would like a cappuccino, please.
A dirty chai, you know?
Yeah, man. So fools crying, dog.
A bunch of fools crying, dog.
I don't understand. Like, I'm not a political. Like, I'm not. I told one guy, listen, man. I don't agree with McCain's politics. I don't agree with anything that he says. I don't agree with anything. I'm not saying that I share his political views.
Right.
You don't know what my political views are, and if I can't even tell you because I can't even vote. All right. So, why are you crying to me? And then these people just want to talk shit, huh?
Right, right. It's just a picture of me and a man that happens to be famous, too. What the fuck, dog?
You sell out.
What are you doing? Helping them fucking kill people or something? Nah, dude. Dude, what the fuck? Seriously.
I think it goes back to those people who study Chicano studies, bro. Like, if all you want to do, what does the degree do for you? Like, I think every Mexican American parent should teach their kids about the history of Mexican Americans in America.
Yeah,
I mean, that's your job. It shouldn't be a teacher. At your house. It shouldn't be a teacher telling you our history. You know, everybody has a different history. Salvadoran Americans have a different history
Hell
from
yeah.
Mexican Americans.
Guatemalans
Americans.
Same shit, fool.
People from Iraq. Who come to America have a different immigrant story. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Indians, fool. Venezuelans, all that shit, dude.
Anyways, I lost my train of thought here.
Me too, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I'm thinking I'm going to just do a cartoon about it. And call it The Beetle.
The Beetle, dog.
I don't understand, like, these people, the Latino people, man, like...
Self-righteousness.
Self-righteousness. They think that just wearing a guayabera every day is going to make you more Mexican.
Fool, come on, dog. This...
And throwing in one Spanish word.
You know,
sabes?
Yeah, you know who they are for? Taco Tuesday Mexicans.
They're
dog.
Taco Tuesday Mexicans, man. Getting mad at everything.
Hell yeah. Fool, they act like they went through the fucking struggle, dog. Like that one bitch we were talking about earlier about fucking that Lota man, how she feels sorry for him. You don't need to feel sorry for him.
I know.
Put him in your apartment for a fucking month and you do his job for a fucking month.
Yeah,
you know
I saw this comedian, man. She wrote a blog about
here,
the Elote. She hasn't seen the Elote man. Bitch, move to another neighborhood.
There's one coming every day, bitch.
Yeah, man. Like, this people think that just writing a blog about the Elote man is going to make you more Mexican?
Yeah, their struggle? Fuck, what about your struggle? Stop fronting, bitch.
People just want to... I think what a lot of the people get upset about is this. Like, a person, just say a Latino person from... Just say Orange County. I went to 4 years of college, studied Chicano history, studied the Mexican-American culture, but never really lived the culture. All your culture is from books. Oh, theory. Yeah. You could tell me about Acosta, the lawyer. You could tell me about Salazar from Salazar Park. But did you live it? You know that you struggle? Where's your struggle? So here I come. Felipe Esparza, you know, crackhead. You know, I had a drug problem for many years. I bounced back. And now, you know, I'm a comedian. I'm getting kind of recognition. That's when those fools get jealous.
And it, but
they think that my struggle isn't a struggle.
No, your story's true, though, too. And you're finally getting, you know, some recognition and respect in amongst the fucking peers of the comedy community that's universal, dog. And, you know, those motherfuckers are manufactured, dog. They're talking about what they've seen and they heard. You've lived it, dude. That's a difference, fool.
I know, man. Like, this comedian, man, she put a photo. Who the hell goes to Texas to buy fideo and tajin?
You go there for brisket, man.
Like, would you buy tajin in another state when you could find it in California?
Fuck no.
Would you buy fideo in Texas because you were in Texas? Are you going to fucking go to Texas, spend the time there, and then buy fideo in Texas and bring it back to California?
Nah, fool, because the real shit's at my mom's house.
So this person bought fideo in Texas and tajin in Texas and then posted a photo on Instagram of TSA testing the tajin and the fideo, which I think is a bullshit photo. They were not testing no tajin. So here's the Instagram photo of my tajin and my fideo. Apparently it's explosive and dangerous. And then everybody else, oh yeah, I feel bad for you. You know the people who don't know shit?
I feel bad for you.
I see the struggle.
What fucking struggle?
It's because you're Latina.
Nobody over there wasn't a TSA officer going in the back. Psst, hey, stop that one chick over there that looks like a linebacker for the Raiders.
Let me tell you, man. If you grew up in California, if you grew up in Southern California, if you grew up in East Los Angeles, Boyle Heights, Southgate, South Central LA, you know, City Terrace, La Puente, West Covina, that area. There's only one sauce you use for chilaquiles. El pato sauce. El pato.
Now, when you smell right there, when you come off the 101, yeah, you can smell it when it's being made at night.
Yeah,
dog.
It smells like vinegar. I used to live my elementary school was at Aliso Village in Boyle Heights. It's a housing project that doesn't exist anymore. And there was a elementary school in the middle, in the heart of the projects. It was called Utah Street Elementary. And every day, bro, especially on hot days, all the vinegar and the juices from the El Pato sauce will go into our classroom, and it was hardcore, bro.
Dude, you smell from the freeway, like I say, it's like fucking pungent, dog.
But did we cry like those people in the other neighborhood? Trying to get rid of the sriracha company.
We need an investigation.
Yeah,
we
man.
Hazmat suits.
There was
the
a neighborhood where the sriracha company were making sriracha, and they were going to shut them down. And then the sriracha people were going to say, okay, we're going to take our 500 jobs somewhere else. Oh, no, leave it there.
Exactly, dude.
Leave it there.
And one thing real quick, Felipe, the thing about like real Mexicans, fool, and I'm saying that you're not real if you're Mexican, but like the Mexicans that we're known to, we don't complain, fool.
We don't complain.
We're soldiers, fool. We move forward even if there's fucked up shit there, dog. There's a dead fool. You know what? None
we
of my business.
We adapt and move on.
Yeah. And then like the T-100s,
we're like the fucking small giant, bro.
Yeah,
growing.
Fool.
We're like, you know, we're very passive. I don't know if that's the right word.
No, like no, yeah. We are passive. Like we don't complain, dog.
My father talked a lot of shit.
In
man.
The house, hey?
In the house. He vented, you know? But every morning, that motherfucker was back to work.
Hell yeah, fool.
Back to work, coming back, talking shit again.
Only place you can vent is the crib and to the kids,
and
fool.
The only time I didn't get hit was if the floor was not shiny, somebody would get their ass kicked. No, my dad never complained. He never said, oh, man, the struggle. See, I think the struggle, somebody made that up, man.
Hell yeah, fool.
Because there's a struggle every day. There's a struggle for me to get up this morning. There's a struggle right now if our guests are going to show up. There's a struggle every day. But everybody's trying to create their fake struggle now that they're 40.
It's hell of artificial,
there's
dog.
There's people who are 30 now who are...
Time's running out.
Time running out. You know, they don't feel like Latino enough.
I didn't do something.
I didn't do shit.
Yeah, dude, all these same motherfuckers that wear Cortezes now. I fucking used to wear them in the 7th, 8th grade and 6th grade.
George Costanza from Seinfeld wears Nike Cortex.
Hell yeah, dog. But hey, but the T-100s, all the new generations of fools that didn't go through shit, no little struggle, all of a sudden have an imaginary struggle, fool. Everything's questioned, dog. Fuck it all. Like, fucking all of a sudden, tajin is contraband. Grab that shit, throw in the trash, and get one when you get home, dude. Who gives a fuck? They told you not to fucking bring more than 3 ounces, bitch.
I think it's fake because I don't think TSA would allow you to take a photo while they're testing your
stuff. I know, fool. Come on, dude. You
should probably say, oh, I know you're from TV. Can I take a photo with a tajin?
Hell yeah, fool.
Man.
We'll be crying, dog. But that's why we got Kleenex, dog.
Kleenex, bro.
Cartons, fool.
Nah, bro. You're Mexican, bro. Get a handicap. Get on a... Agarra un trapo. So what's up, fool? You have a show coming up?
Yeah, August 14th at the Ice House. We're going to have Mondo. He's going to be hosting. We have Juan Garcia.
Oh, shit, people. If you're listening... Go watch Rodrigo's show just to laugh at Chepo's face. If anybody goes to that show, I want everybody to take photos with Chepo and say this, fool. If you guys see Juan Garcia at that show, man, walk up to him and tell them, I came here only to see you, bro.
That fool will probably believe that shit, dog. So that fool be on the show and I'll be closing it out and shit.
Oh, shit, headlining.
This fool. You're going up last, dog.
Last, dog.
Do like 20 minutes. Yeah, 25.
20 minutes, huh?
So August 14th at the Ice House Stage 2.
Stage 2, Raza. $10, yeah, people.
We'll be in the house with Mondo.
Next week, I'll be in Dallas. August 6th through the 9th, I'll be at the Addison Improv with Rodrigo Torres.
Yeah, man.
And Chris Thorin. And right after that show, as soon as that show is over on Sunday, Rodrigo, Chris Thorin, and I, we're going to drive to Oklahoma City one night only, August 10, at AMC at UCO Performance Lab. Also, I'll be at Salt Lake City August 14 and 15 at Wise Guys Comedy Club, Brea, California, August 20 to the 23rd at Brea Improv. Valley Center, California, August 28th at the Harrah's Resort. I'll be there with Last Comic Standing winner, Dad Fan, and Last Comic Standing finalist, my boy, Jimmy Schubert.
What's going on, Felipe? My knee's asleep.
He's a good guy, bro.
Dude, he's the shit, dog.
I love him.
Hell yeah.
He's always been a good guy,
bro. Always been cool.
Never been bitter.
Solid, dog.
He always shakes hands, too.
Hell yeah, dog. That fool's been through the ringer with
he's
fucking
a real
Sam
motherfucker.
Kinison.
A lot of the stuff that he said, bro, people took.
Hell yeah,
his
fool.
Style. He's a real dog, dude,
jumpy
man.
Dude. Hell yeah. That fool don't play, dog.
So anyway, people. Yeah, man. So we're just trying to do it, dog.
Hell yeah, fool.
So who's on the show?
Me, Mondo, and Chepo.
Are you doing that show with Flacco? Have the show coming up too,
well,
right?
Well, he has it on the 14th too, dog. Because originally I wanted to, you know, because there are always people from the podcast that I wanted to show. I was going to get Fred Stoller. That fool returns the phone call a week later. Oh, Rodrigo. Oh, yeah, I just got this message. I'm just going to call. I'm not available on the 14th, though. You can tell that footy didn't want to go up, dog. And then Marcella's up north, and fucking Flacco has his show over there in Whittier. So, like, fuck it, dog. Let me fucking call this fucking cheap-ass fool, dog. It's all good, though, dog.
Should call Owen Smith or somebody.
You know, bro. Oh, dog, I'm a little busy with Ollie Leroy right now, but I'll get back to you. Pleasure to be on that podcast.
Goes, yeah, man. I'd like to go there, man, but I'm shooting another... Android special.
Hey, fool, wait for the one to come out on the next Galaxy. Hey, on the Galaxy, fool. Go old school, fool, with the Motorola Razr, though.
For real, like, everybody's doing, like, I know that that comedian, there's this comedian who did, that one comedian who did her one-hour special in a living room with her mom and dad.
Maria Bamford, right?
Maria Bamford.
And that's, what do you think about that, fool, that, like, there's, you know, new ways to shoot specials because it's overrated, or not overrated, but too many fools are doing them with the theater in the background, and it's just like big productions, and not now fools are going to the club, or like little ideas with the iPhone, or like this chick, you know, just for her parents and shit, just to be more creative. People want different shit, or maybe what's the next big shit.
I think that the truth is no one's giving out no one-hour specials. No one is giving out one-hour specials unless you're 22. You know, nobody's giving out no... No one's paying half you $35,000 to do a half hour no more. And if you are doing a half hour for Comedy Central, it's going to be on at midnight. There's no prime time no more for one-hour specials. Unless your one-hour special is going to be done with Laugh Out Loud Comedy, then it'll be on Showtime. Me, I'm going to do my one-hour special. I don't know when yet, man. I'm going to just do a pop-up one-hour special somewhere and just film that motherfucker.
That'd be cool. You have any ideas right now, fool, of how you want to do your shit?
I have ideas on how to tell comedians not to do my jokes.
There's jokes that you've been doing for like the last 7 years, dude, and like that particular joke you're talking about, you've been working on it on the road for the last 2 years, and you've been working on jokes for the last 4 years that you kind of don't even do anymore.
I know,
big old chunks
and
too.
And all of a sudden, a person remembers that they're Mexican, and they bust a meme out.
Thank God for mirrors, dog.
Yeah, but it's funny. Like and then like it's like when you argue. Like with a comic about that, a joke, like I didn't argue. I didn't have a chance to argue with
you.
You
stated a point, a fact.
I stated 2 points and then I got blocked, you know? I won't say her name, but I was blocked. But see, it's this. And then another person who doesn't know shit about comedy, who's not a comedian, chimed in. Well, it's something that happens to all Latinos, you know, and everybody has their own point of view. But see, what you don't understand is, no, man, they can't be 2 Picasso paintings of the same. They ain't gonna be 2 Van Gogh's Starry Nights. Well, I was standing next to Van Gogh when he was painting that. No, motherfucker. You were watching over, looking over to see what he was painting, and then you were painting your own painting.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. They all went through the same thing, but they have the same punchline, you know?
And it's funny, man. They all went through the same struggle, but the words are exactly the same, and the premise is the same, but the names were changed to protect the innocent.
Hey, that's the cool thing about social media now, though, dude. All that sneakiness that went around back in the day, it comes to the forefront, dog. And you put somebody on blast, it's up to them to either block and walk away. Let me forget about it. They'll stop, and then this will go away. Instead of going, you know what? I have been doing it for six months. I'm going to stop because you've been doing it. And you know what? I feel you.
But, and then this little response. I haven't seen you in a couple of years. I know. But I have this videotape of me at a show we were both at, and you congratulated me having a great set after you watched my whole show. I have that. That's my proof. And once I said that, that's when I got blocked. And
yeah.
But before I got blocked, the person said this. Well, I wasn't doing it in one of my bits. I did it only as a tweet. Busted! 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 I feel guilty. I'm going to have to block Felipe Esparza. Guilty. You're caught.
I just did it as those. That's a joke.
Now,
bitch.
Let's get away from this.
Exactly.
This is a guy named Alex something. I don't know if that's a real name, but he's a Twitter guy with a lot of great jokes.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to sue Conan.
Yeah, I heard about that little bullshit. I didn't click on
the
link.
Like, he had all his tweets together with like 20 of them, and then Conan did them. But let me tell you something about trying to sue Conan. You can't sue Conan because you can't sue Conan. He works for TBS. Now you're going after TBS. How many lawyers you have? Remember what the lawyer said, that not representing nobody. When you put your tweet out there, whether it's funny or not, whether you own it or not, it's not copyrighted. It's public domain. People own it. So getting back to what we're talking about, the only reason I went after that person for my joke was because she had just busted out a tweet that had like 75 retweets. Then another person retweeted. No, they didn't retweet it. Copied that tweet, put it on her name, and then retweeted like that person wrote it. 500 retweets in less than 1 hour. So she put that person on blast. And I said, oh, yeah? And then the thing was, don't you hate it when this happens to you and somebody takes your tweet? And I responded with, I know how you feel. I know how you feel. What? I got blocked? But you didn't, that other person didn't block you? Why are you blocking me? Why? Because motherfuckers got caught.
You can't handle the truth, dog. Nobody said it as beautifully as Jack Nicholson, dog.
Man, Joe Diaz called me up today.
What the fuck's going on there?
That's right, cocksucker. Father. I'm fucking feeling bad right now, man. He calls me up and shit, and we're talking about that little kid, man. Man, it's sad talking about it. Oh,
what happened?
Gabriel Fernandez. He's some little boy who had a mom and a stepdad, and they were both like they were young horrible parents. They're young. They're under 25, I guess. Teenage parents who don't know how to take care of kids, and they used to fuck that fool up. Like the mom shot that fool with a BB gun, bro, and he went home with a BB gun in his head and his cheek, bro. And then another time, like they taught that fool a lesson. They bald his hair and just like a little girl. They took his hair bald and just some like a little girl and made him go to school like that.
Got your ass. And then
the teacher tried to cover him up to make him look like a little guy. And then anyway, they kept abusing this kid and social. And then the kid tried to wrote a suicide note before he died. When he was 8 years old, he said, "I hate life. Eight, dog, eight." You know, this guy could have been a genius, bro. You know, and it's sad because he wrote this letter, and it was a sad letter, and
fuck, I'm sad, dog.
Yeah, and nobody listened, so he ended up. I think one of his parents killed him. So it's like this big story right now, and there's some people that are totally like supportive of this kid, this little kid who died. He has a lot of followers, like a bunch of ladies. They pray and they want those fools to get the electric chair, and they get together, you know, because they want to like take notice. They want people to let people know about these abuses that go down with little kids that nobody pays attention to. And Joe Diaz wants to do a fundraiser for those people, and because they travel and they gotta pay for their own hotel rooms.
Right.
So me and Joe Diaz thinking about maybe doing a fundraiser to get money for hotel rooms.
That's some fucked up shit, fool. And maybe that's some shit that some politicians need to fucking work on, dude, to protect kids like that. That's some fucked up, cold, fucked up shit, dog. It makes me want to batter the fucking parents' head, dog.
I know, man. Do you want to go home right now? I want to go to Boyle Heights right now to the convalescent home and take my belt off and whip this shit on my dad in there.
It's like, I can't do that shit. No. That was fucked, dog.
Just whip his old ass, his 70-year-old ass in that convalescent home with a belt. And then when they try to stop me, why are you beating up the defensive old man? Oh, yeah? Bitch, I was defenseless when I was 8 and nobody fucking helped me, bitch. Leave me alone. I'm going to get revenge on this fucking cocksucker.
Dude, if there's only way we can take our parents back to when they were that old just to fight them fair and square, dog. Because, like, now the fools are all old and shit, fucking brittle-ass bones, dog. You fucking smack them once and they'll break, fool.
I'll switch his medicine, bro.
Imagine. ¿Qué está pasando?
For real, man, like, trying to call me up, man. I need a ride to the hospital. Motherfucker, you are at a hospital.
Shut the fuck up, dude. Are you serious? This is doing right. Oh, my God, dude. Crazy, dude. But that's cool, dude. Fucking Joe. See, that's what's up with a lot of people don't understand.
See, he keeps
about,
it real, man.
You know, see, that's Joe Diaz being 100 because he can be wild and crazy, but that fool's heart. He's like you, heart, dog. Man. You know what I mean? Everybody sees that crazy wild side of whatever, but in the end, you're fucking just as human as anybody else, fool. You know what I'm saying? I think like Mother Teresa, but I act like Dice Clay. Whatever, bro.
So, yeah, man. So, you've been watching any TV, man, or what?
Just little movies, dude, on Netflix. I seen the James Gandolfini one with Homegirl, that last one.
The one from Seinfeld?
Yeah.
Julia Dreyfus?
Yeah.
Were they good?
It was good, dude. That's when I seen Angela Johnson was in the little maid in there. It was cool.
Angela Johnson played a maid?
Yeah.
What was her name? Boquiqui?
I don't know, Maria or some shit real quick. But it was cool, dog.
See, man, gotta respect Angela Johnson for that, man. Like, she took the role. She took the role. Because, you know, acting is acting. There ain't no small roles, just small people.
Well, that's what we're talking about too. Like, even Latinos, we have those image awards that they didn't nominate the girls from fucking Orange
Is the
New Black.
That pissed me off.
Because they're portraying fucking, you know, criminals. But dick, at least they're on the fucking tube, dog. You know what I mean?
I know, they got the Imagen Awards and didn't even, and this is sad, they didn't even acknowledge all the Latina women on Orange Is the New Black or all the Latina women on what? On East Los High? Nothing, bro. They were not nominated. And another person was not nominated to the Imagen Awards, bro. And it goes back to the thing about how Latinos, you know, who consider themselves Chicano to the bone or hardcore Latino, they don't want that image, I guess. Because Richard Cabral, a guy who I saw speak at some oil awards I was at, he writes, he does poetry. He's tattooed from the neck all the way down.
It was a cool ass neck piece.
He's from the homeboy industry, right? Nominated for an Emmy, motherfuckers. An Emmy. And you know why?
That's badass.
He's a badass actor, bro. But you know, I'm going to give him a shout out today on Instagram because I looked through all the Latino comedians. Nobody has given him a shout out yet. I'm going to be the first one. Richard Cabral, if you're listening, I know you're not. we'd love to have you on the podcast and good luck. You know, you're representing, you know, you're representing all of our people.
Hell yeah, dude.
No, you got nominated for an Emmy. Things are going to happen for you, Richard Cabral. Good luck in your career. American Crime.
And it's lame, fool, because, dude, like...
He's playing a cholo, bro. That's why we're not going to have him here.
Fool, what did
we don't like cholos on the Image Award, Imagen Award. Fool. It doesn't show a good Imagen for the rest of us.
Oh, really? It's not representative of what's in this fucking world,
bro,
or what?
I'm not going to have a cholo on my Imagen Award.
Fool.
I want clean-cut Latinos.
All right, dog.
Like Carlos Ponce.
Fool, please, dog. Dude, it's like, come on, dude. Nobody talks shit to fucking Paul Sorvino and all those fools when they did Goodfellas, dog. They were like, Maron.
I know, man. Like, Goodfellas.
Mad gangsters.
Gangsters. Yeah, but there's a lot of Italians who doesn't like that image. You know, fuck them.
Dude, like fucking Tony Soprano would say on fucking with Dr. Milfy on The Sopranos, oh, the Wonder Bread Wops. I mean, seriously, fool. There's always motherfuckers complaining, dog. Not looking at it like it's art, fool.
The only see us as cholos.
You gotta start somewhere, dog.
We gotta start somewhere, man.
Fool.
They're a good story. I like what Emilio Rivera said. Yeah, man, I'm a cholo. I play a waiter on a movie, but who slangs on the side.
Hell yeah, fool, and then he's a cop and shit. And I remember back in the day where people were talking shit, oh, he just plays a cholo. That's why we brought up when he did the podcast. But look at him now, dog. You can't even fool. It'll be dark as fuck and that fool's still shining like the moon, dog.
And you got all those people, man, who went 4 years of acting and 2 years of Chicano study. All they get to do is work at Latino 100 Theater.
Hell yeah. And that's the other thing, too, though. That fool's for real, dog, from the street. That's mad flavor right there, dog. You know what I mean?
Can't
buy that at the store, fool.
See, someone like Richard Cabral, you'll never see that guy doing an interview with one of those Latino newspapers or nothing like that because he's not part of the image we want to represent.
Fool, please, with that bullshit, those fools.
Even though he reformed his life, traveled all the world, speaks to kids, he's really doing a lot for the community, you know?
That's a struggle right there, dog.
He's a survivor.
Hell yeah, fool. Straight soldier, dog.
People just don't like hearing those stories, I guess.
Dude, they want that made-up fucking Beauty and the Beast shit, fool. It's not like that anymore, dog.
They want that, oh, my mom worked 5 jobs.
Well, that's her fucking, that's her struggle, dog.
That's her struggle, man. What did you do? You didn't pick up one job? You didn't start a paper route? You didn't sell ice cups? You didn't start to collect aluminum cans on the side?
You didn't shoplift, bitch?
You didn't shoplift? You just stood there fat and watched TV all day?
Thinking about,
one day, Golden Girls.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, one day, Golden Girls.
I suppose with their artificial lives, dog.
I know.
Man. It sucks looking in the mirror and seeing who the fuck you really are, dog.
Yeah, man. That's why I busted out that tweet, bro. The darkest, fattest Latina in the room acts the whitest.
Oh, with glasses and a fucking pad and pencil,
yeah,
huh?
Talking about I only go for Jewish guys. What? What? How many Jewish motherfuckers are in East LA, Holmes? How many Jewish people in El Paso? How many Jewish people in fucking southwestern Texas?
In New Mexico, you know?
People living these fake dreams, bro.
Hell yeah, fool. killing me with that shit.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
So, man, we did the web series.
Oh, that was cool, fool. Fucking, you guys edited that shit on, we did last Friday. No, it's already going to be 2 weeks on. You guys edited last night or yesterday? Yeah. So what's up? How are you guys feeling with that shit? You liked it?
I like it. I love it. I like it.
And to me, it was just like totally professional, because that's what's up with the production value. You're going to be like motherfucker over there breathing with a camera and shit. But I never done green screen. Aw, dick, I never done shit. I did one little thing with Joe Diaz. That's about it. You know what I'm saying? But
I like that one you did, though.
That's tight.
Dude, you were in a fucking gang shirt, motherfucker.
That's my wardrobe, dog. But that was trippy, dude. So you were telling me on the phone yesterday, like, with the green screen, and they put different background, and it looks, you can't even fucking tell, it looks that much better and
that
shit.
That was good. Now I'm thinking about all those times that we used to watch TV. I'm thinking, man, they were never in New York.
It's cold by the East River.
Like, when I was watching that movie Birdman, remember when they were upstairs on the patio, when they were like smoking cigarettes on the roof
with Norton and the chick?
Yeah, I was thinking that must have been green screen, because when she was looking down, her hair didn't move from the wind.
Oh, that's true, dog.
I was just thinking, I don't know.
Probably all that shit is all like green screen now, right?
I started noticing a lot of things when I don't like a movie.
Hell yeah, dude, that makes sense now too, though, dude. I don't catch the shit like that. I gotta watch it like 20 times, dog.
Now I start getting bored in the movie, but I start noticing everything. Man, I think I heard somebody yell cut.
Like 20 times in Birdman, dog. That shit was a bullshit-ass movie, dog.
Which one?
Birdman was a bullshit-ass movie. Flacco got me, dog.
You didn't like it, right?
Yeah, he's all, no, bro, check it out, bro. He's telling the story, bro, about Batman, bro. So I go over there, fucking spend $15 and watch. I was in there like a little critic, dog. Yeah, this is where he's going to break him. And I'm like, what the fuck? This is it, fool? Fucking rob me without a gun, dog.
Tell you why Flacco loved that movie. He did 3 years of East LA theater. So he knows what it's like to be backstage. Backstage, upstage, no stage. He had the same fucking acting teacher that I had in East LA College. Some bullshit fat fuck.
I thought you were going to say fucking Danny Moray.
No, man. He was just a guy who all he did was, I don't know, man. I guess people start teaching acting class at colleges, bro, just to talk shit about the old days. Like, well, back in 1980 when we were doing theater in whatever. The only good story that guy ever told me was this, that made a lot of sense. He said that one time somebody he knew parked in Clint Eastwood parking space in Paramount. He said Clint Eastwood went outside with two bats, fucked up that whole car.
That's what I'm talking about, dog. I need two bats.
He fucked up that whole car and had it towed. And I said, was it El Torino? It must have been El Torino. So that story was okay. It was a good story, because that's the only story that stuck to my mind, because you mentioned somebody I know.
Hell, other than that, everything else fucking sucked, huh?
Yeah.
He'd even talk about the Meisner technique, Rasa.
Nah, man. There was no Meisner technique.
The fourth wall. Oh, my God. Yeah, but that movie fucking sucked.
We used to do stupid shit, like lay on the floor and pretend we're something.
You got to be fucking kidding me. For real, right? Fuck that. Give me a chick. Let's fucking act like we're fucking.
I feel like
are you serious?
Yeah.
Be a rock.
No, we would just lay there and shit. Just let your minds free. And I'm not laying that kid. I'm like laying on the floor like that kid who's peeking, playing Heads Up, Seven Up.
Free your mind. Give me a fucking joint, dog.
I'm laying there, bro, thinking about, fuck it. This is going to teach me about acting? Laying on the floor? I couldn't even talk to the person next to me.
It reminds me of kindergarten day, just waiting, bring our little towels out, waiting for milk, dog.
The other acting teacher I didn't like was at Alley City College.
How was that shit?
He was a piece of shit, dude.
What was
I was practicing with this group. I don't know if I told you, I was practicing with this group to perform this thing that we wrote together, and those motherfuckers performed it before me, without me, when I went to go take a shit. And they performed it. And then after the end of the class, I told him, man, dude, I was in the restroom. Why did you let them do it? Well, they were ready. I wasn't ready. I was in the restroom. I wasn't mad at them. I was mad at the teacher. Dude, you know I was in it.
You're the director, motherfucker.
So I didn't get no grade. So I saw that fool at Ralph's one time, and I had my shopping cart, and I saw him shopping. I ran my shopping cart into his shopping cart.
Shut up, fool.
And he goes, I'm sorry, man. You look ready. He looked at me, man, like he didn't know what I was talking about. But, man, I knew what I was talking about. See, man, people understand that if you bother somebody, like if you fuck with somebody, whether that person doesn't do shit to you, eventually he's going to do something to you. Like I did. Like I pushed my shopping cart next to him, and he said, what was that for? I knew what I was for. He already forgot, but I never forgot. I'm going to still whoop your ass.
Do you think even that fool being a dick like that helped you, fool? Like, it'll motivate you or anything or nothing or what?
Just motivate me not get acting classes. But I feel great because every acting class I've been to, every acting coach I've had, every theater class I've had, to this day, I haven't seen none of them on shit, and I've been on shit.
That's a crazy thing about that shit. Most of those fools fucking, those who can't do teach, man.
Yeah, man. So I'm there like, now I can't even go to an acting class. You can't tell me I'm not doing it right. I'm like, bro, how are you going to tell me I'm not doing this right? I got 2 commercials in 1 year. 2 commercials in 1 summer. There's people who act 20 years and don't get nothing. Nothing.
Hell no. I'm sure they're probably going to be, could you introduce me to your agent?
Is your agent looking for new clients?
He's looking for old ass acting teacher.
Dude, one of the best movie to watch to know about the business is For Your Consideration with Christopher Guest and those guys from SCTV. Eugene Levy's in it, and the whole movie is about how actors go crazy about being nominated. So the movie starts out of them filming a movie. And it's how crazy it is. During the filming of the movie, one of them was already being nominated, even without the movie being made.
Really? So they're going to show you coming almost bullshit?
It's just how the hype is.
Like Dog and Pony Show.
The movie is being made, and two of those actors in that movie, without even the movie being done or finished, are already getting Oscar bids, like Oscar vibes.
Oscar
buzz. And they show how with the right word, inept, these actors are, you know, because they don't know nothing, bro. Like, they're calling the crew by different names, even though the guy's name is Jerry. They call him Bill. Bill, right? No, it's Jerry. Nah, you're Bill. Dude, how are you going to argue with somebody who knows what his name is?
About their own name, dude.
No, you're Bill. No, my name is Jerry. This is his Jerry right here. Okay, Jerry. It shows how these people are all hyped up, getting nominated, and going to, like, movies and being big shots. And then the end of the movie, none of them were nominated.
It was all bullshit.
Yeah. Only the little guy got nominated and some foreign girl.
And it shows you how their head gets and shit all weird. Bitch. And how
this girl got plastic surgery. No mames.
For your consideration? What year did that come out in?
I don't know. But Eugene Levy plays this shady manager, bro. Shady. Like, he's over there, like, his actors, he's about to be an actor over there performing. He's over there at craft service eating and putting free food in his bags, bro. Like, he's eating 2 bagels at one time, talking.
Yeah, that story of that manager, you and Joe Diaz used to talk about, that manager Mercedes that was from back
exactly
in the day.
Exactly like that guy. So,
give me some milk.
What is that one actor with a Harry Shearer? He's nominated, right? He's like, he has Oscar buzz, right? This fool gets teeth done, bro. He has like a big chompers now. He has a tan. he has plugs on his hair now and highlights. He was on TRL, bro, MTV TRL, like 60-year-old guy nominated. Him, and like he's dancing, doing a Running Man.
Shut up.
With his young kids. But the whole time, his manager is like not really a good manager to Harry Shearer, right? And he's telling him, man, come on, man. Movies are dead. Movies are dead. Nothing's happening. Everything's dead. Everything's dead. There's nothing happening, man. You're as cold as dead ice. Like you're not hot. He's pretty much telling him you ain't shit. But won't that buzz come around? But last week you said, man, I didn't say movies are hot. Movies aren't hot for them. Movies are hot for you. You're hot. And he goes, He goes, I can't talk to you right now, man. I'm in a meeting right now. And he's lying, but he's talking to Harry Shearer the whole time. Straight up bullshit, bro.
Dude, just a fucking old runaround, huh?
I feel like everybody, the whole Hollywood thing is just a bunch of bullshit to see till shit gets made.
Hell yeah. And then that's when they...
And then during the movie, just say the movie started off as a... I don't know how the movie was. It starts off... Just say the movie starts off as... It starts off as a Jewish family. It's a Jewish family, right? They're celebrating a Jewish holiday.
Rosh Hashanah.
One of those, right? Purim. They're celebrating a Jewish holiday called Purim.
On a Tuesday.
And they're all Jewish, right? So then the director, bro, he goes... He starts changing the whole movie around... And he grabs the script. He knows the actors. I can see that you guys are doing something that I don't know about. You know what? Let's just forget this script. And he rips it. And the screenwriters are watching him rip the script going, what the fuck? So then he rips the script, right? And he throws it on the floor. And he tells the actors, just mumble. So they're going around in a circle going, bum, 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 bum.
You're lying, dog. So they're going into it.
Which takes me back to laying on that fucking
that's
floor.
That's what I was thinking about right now, fool.
Laying on the fucking floor. So, and then the lady who's paying for the whole movie has a little black assistant who doesn't know shit either. Like they're asking her about what's it like to be part of major production. And she's straight up real. Like, well, there's a lot of buying things. Chips. Pulling out your wallet for chips. Bottled water. Seriously?
Different concept of showrunner, huh?
Yeah.
I'm a gopher.
It's like, it shows her point of view. Like, she just wants this shit to be done and finished. She don't want to pay no more money. But they keep adding things. And the movie's changed now, bro, to a southern Jewish family in the South celebrating Thanksgiving.
We need a southern bell.
Anyways, man, we're losing listeners right now. What the fuck are you talking about Purim, bro? Get back to the hating.
Fuck it, this one said mumble. You gotta start mumbling.
Yeah, bro.
What the fuck, and what happens in the end, dude? Fuck it. Spoiler to that shit.
So then that guy, I'm going to fuck it to the whole movie,
might
dude.
As well, dude. Shit.
That guy, Harry Shearer, who has Oscar buzz, he goes on one of those shows like Entertainment Tonight. Da na 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 na. Fool. He's sitting down. And before, he was known to be like this hot dog actor. Like, he just danced with a hot dog. That was his thing. Go see Cal, go see Cal, go see Cal. He's one of those actors, right? So now he's in his major movie. Fool, the first thing they asked him, where the hell you been?
Making hot dogs. Polishing my suit. Where the hell have you been? Don't forget about me.
Because you were famous in that hot dog thing. Can you do that dance one more time?
Shut up. Is that what the whole Running Man was about, fool? That makes me want to watch that shit, dog.
He was on an infomercial at the end of the movie. So it goes to show, it showed me a lot, dog. Like, if you haven't done anything, they don't care. Like, they'll still think of you as the last thing you did. Yeah, Felipe, I saw you on Netflix, but that was 10 years ago.
Hey, dude, and have you ever experienced, like, those sleazy managers, fool? Like, you know, you know they're full of shit.
Fool.
But they're trying to get you on their team?
I think I had a manager that wanted to have sex with me. This old man.
You're killing me, dog.
For real, dog. The old man. Felipe.
Felipe.
Because you go, Felipe, you're going to be a star, kid. Felipe, come hang out with us. I got these women here with big tits. And I would go over there, bro, and they're like, yeah, they have big tits, man, but they're big age. They're like 50. So this guy was an older man, and he was always inviting me to go come over to his house. Let's talk. I gave him my phone number. For this fool showed up to Wild Coyotes.
Shut the fuck up, dog.
And I remember I was talking to some girl I had just met at a different party, some Portuguese chick, right? And I was like, and she couldn't get into the club because she was only 19, and she just had to hang out by the kitchen. So she's just waiting for me right there the whole time, you know? And so we're talking, and she's sitting next to me. He looked at me like, hey, can you tell the dame to go away? We're talking about business here.
The dame? This is the fucking 20s?
Get that dame out of here.
Yeah, you know, once I've been, you got to take that dame out of here. And I said, dame.
Dame.
We both paused. Now you can stay here. So then He kept calling me and calling me loaded and want to hang out. Then Merlin Martinez finally told me, man, I think that guy, he wants more than to be a manager with you. It took a woman to see that. Because there was a fucking getting close and there was no meetings. There was no auditions.
No deals, no nothing.
But you're going to be a big star, kid. That's it.
For one of the purple starfish, dog.
You wanted something, bro. The other manager, man, we were doing a show for Byron Allen, and then I came into the lobby, and she was asleep in the lobby. And I remember somebody said, what is she doing right there? My manager had a bigger client at the time, man. And I remember somebody said, yeah, she's probably dreaming about her other client's big check. Meanwhile, she's over here with me and Jordan Medina with Tooth and Fuse. I've always been naive, bro. I've always been ripped off. I believe I was the kind of person that I think of dollars instead of cents, which, and I don't mean cents like 50 cents. I mean like making sense of everything, what's going on in your surrounding. Is it too real? You know, because when you're getting ripped off, it's like a big, good sales pitch. The attraction is big money. This is how we do it. And then the punchline is when they take your money away. So this guy, I grew up in the 80s, so whenever I describe people, I'm always going to describe them by their color. So this black guy, I don't know his name, R.J. Reynolds, I don't know. He came to the neighborhood, bro, with a clipboard. And let me tell you, man, back in the 1990s, if you were to come into my neighborhood with a clipboard and promising jobs, people will believe you. So he came in here. He came into the neighborhood, bro, like he was an employee, like he was a job recruiter. He had a badge that said just his name, R.J. Reynolds.
Looked official and shit.
Looked official. Had a little fro, you know, and he had a car with gas. And then he said, he came up to one of my friend named Woody first, and he said, yeah. And then he came up to another guy and named Ed Dog. And he came up to me. Those three guys, once they were convinced, what's funny, man, you convince one guy on your bullshit, and then he goes tell his friends, and then he goes tell another friend. That's three friends already that you're going to rob. And now the person, and the main person, the con artist, which is the con artist, all he has to do is convince one guy. Because he don't have to convince 100 people. It's too much work. He's not gonna convince 100 people. If that person went 100 with 100 people, like trying to convince them all one by one, it wouldn't work. Because sooner or later, one of them would say, bullshit, the odds are different. But you tell one, and he believes you, and he's a likable guy from the neighborhood, they're going to believe him because he's saying it. It ain't the other guy saying it no more. It's not the con artist saying it no more. It's the guy. It's me now.
From just the neighborhood right there telling everybody
now. I'm telling you a bullshit that I believed already to be true, but I'm selling it. I'm selling you a bullshit that I believe that doesn't know it's bullshit, and you believe it. Now the other person believes it. That's how Hollywood works, and that's Scientology. So we got this four of us. And that guy said, yeah, man, there's a big furniture company that's opening up, mm-hmm. and they're looking for 100 employees. I got persons over there in the other neighborhood looking for people. There were no cell phones. I couldn't call over there, man. There were a black guy over there looking for work. Nah. So there was no work. There was nothing.
Nothing to confirm this.
So this fool said the job pays $12 an hour. And in 1991, that was a lot of fucking money.
Hell yeah.
$6, a lot of money. So he said it was 12 or 10. Whatever it was more than minimum wage, and we had no jobs. All we did was sell drugs. So we're looking for a real job now. So, but he said it cost $35 to get the uniform and the real quick testing and these tests we're going to take. So I said, all right. So, but how are we going to get there? I said, how are we going to get there? So he said, I'll take you guys. So it was me, Ed Dog, and Woody. I was sitting shotgun, and those two guys were in the back. Now, that guy, Ed Dog, he's not one of those guys, bro, that is easily robbed. like having, I didn't want him in the car because I thought he was gonna fuck it up.
He's gonna fuck up our chance to make money, dog.
So I was telling him, "Nah, bro, there's no more room. Nah, there's room."
He forced his way in.
So he gets in there, bro, and then he takes us all the way to where that old this Angeles Furniture Company in Culver City. It used to be one of those donut places, Helms Factory, the Helms Factory, the Helms Bakery, right there on Culver City on Venice. So he goes, man. He goes, "Just I'm gonna drop you guys off right here. I'm gonna go around and open the door." Before he drops it off right there and takes off. And then that door. On the door, I guess he has done that shit before, because on that door, somebody wrote, "Fuck." F-U-U-U-U-C-K.
So you guys gave him money then?
Yeah.
Everybody, how much you guys give him?
I gave him 35. That guy 80, gave him 35. That guy Loop, I gave him 35. And then two guys that didn't go in the car, they were promised jobs, gave him 35.
Oh, my God. So basically, 35 ahead, drop you there, took the fuck off, and jacked you guys.
Yeah. But nothing got harder, bro. Now we're in enemy neighborhood now.
Oh,
we're from Aliso Village. We don't leave the projects. Our neighborhood is
local.
The projects. Local. Anybody up the hill is gonna get stabbed by us. You know, we're our crew is this neighborhood.
Identify yourself.
Now we're in Culver City, bro. We're dealing with Culver City gangs, you know, and Venice Beach, Trece Locos.
All fucking suicidals and shit all over there.
One, and that guy Ed Dog, he looks crazy the way he's dressed. Because he thought they were going to have a uniform over there. So they're wearing khakis only with a tank top, bro, and Nike Cortez and a bald head. And he's probably strapped. I don't know. So he has no business walking around in public looking like that, especially in Culver City on Venice Boulevard. So I'm looking, fuck. And now we're thinking, now, man, how are we going to get home now? We gave that fool all our money.
Fuck.
We're here in the enemy territory, you know? So what I had to do was I had to give my fucking shirt to that guy to wear, and I had to be the fat dude wearing a tight-ass tank top. All he had was a wife beater, bro, and those khakis and those Cortez looking like a crazy motherfucker. So I had to clean him up and make him look like a paisa. I gave that fool my T-shirt. He got a little dirty, and I wear his fucking wife beater on me. That shit looked like a blouse.
And that's the shit you guys came up with in your head just to not get fucked with and make it back home. That way you guys didn't have to, nobody have to battle, go to jail.
We're in the Warriors. We're in a fucking run home to Coney Island wearing our Warriors jackets. Hey, boppers who just got robbed from East Los Angeles. Good luck.
You guys improvised.
Making it back to Aliso Village. Nowhere to run. Nowhere to hide. Nowhere to run. So what we did was we cut the 33 bus because we got on a 33 and we took that shit all the way to downtown LA, and from downtown LA we walked home.
What, did you just fucking creep over the bridge?
Yeah, we walked home and we didn't tell nobody shit. Fuck. And we just ended up giving those guys $35.
Just to not be pedo and all that shit? Hey, fool,
just for people who call us suckers.
Did you ever see that brother again, dog?
I would kill that motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
I still remember his license plate.
I would have been fucking furious. You guys didn't report him,
did
you?
DL-122.
Oh, my God. And you know what, though? It sucks in one way, but it's smart in another way, because he knew where he could go and jack motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Because he wouldn't do that to a little posh neighborhood or nothing like that, because, oh, my God, there's some black guy going around. Boop, call the cops. Let me get these motherfucking Mexicans real quick. Fuck, dog. It's a tough one, dog. Yeah.
We went back, bro, and made those $35 back in 10 seconds.
But God, see, damn,
that goes, dude. Man, is that people say, oh, those poor motherfuckers don't want to get a real job. You know, we do want to get a real job. Everybody out there selling drugs, out there gangbanging, we want a real job. And that's why, you know, we were fooled, because we wanted to be good. We wanted to have a good job. This guy came in, you know, promising a great job. But you know, now I wouldn't fall for that now. Like now I'm older. I would now, if somebody were to come up to me like that, even without cell phones or without the internet, I would start asking questions. Nah, man, I'm at home. Why don't you give me an application? Or, nah, man, why are you driving, holding our money? Why don't you put it in your pocket? Or I would have seen his fingers. If the tips of his index finger and his thumb looked like he'd been eating hot Cheetos all night. That means he was smoking crack all night.
Dude, and then I was telling you about those managers.
Swindled.
Hell yeah. The, you know, you said, you know, you were kind of naive back in the day with managers and shit, but you didn't know any better, too. Yeah. And nobody told you, huh? It's not like, hey, dog, dude, check out for this, look for this. You know, nobody, it's like, you know, you're on your own little journey, dog. You know what I mean? You had to fucking, you know, school of hard knocks, find out the real way by yourself through experience and shit.
See, like, you see the show Ballers?
Dude, I just see, I seen a quick little thing about it. When he wakes up in the morning, motherfucker just jams all these pills in his mouth because he wakes up all,
You didn't see the whole movie, though?
No, no.
Fool, he's a finance guy for the, I don't know if he's an agent, but he's a financial planner. So he walks up to a football player with no money, and this fool, like nothing, I think, gives him his account number to handle everything. Handle everything. That's what they do, right? But see, they invest for you. See, that's how fools get robbed. Because The Rock is playing an honest guy, but how many fools, like, I'm pretty sure I could, if I was a good man, if I was a good manager, if I see talent, I could say, man, let me just put all your money in my account and I'll give you a fee so you won't fuck it all off. But then I start investing in swimming pools.
Shell companies.
Putting a bowling alley in my house.
Stealing and shit.
Stealing, bro.
And it goes back to that fucking 30 for 30 that we've seen, right? Was it on your resume with all those players that lost their money? And there was also another article on that ESPN fucking book magazine they have. Those fools, they fucking, you know, they get fucking swindled by fools like that, dog. There's only a couple honest motherfuckers. Come on.
I know, man.
Investing your shit in fucking company that doesn't even exist and shit.
Yeah, man. People get caught up in Ponzi schemes and now are selling record albums.
Crazy, dog.
Damn, man. So what's up, fool?
Chilling, dog.
Chilling. Me too, man.
Went to the Dodger game yesterday. Fucking fools lost, dog. Fuck.
Dodger Stadium is different now, huh?
Well, yeah. Well, I didn't notice, dude. Left field pavilion because we walked on the field on the
first. You could roam now.
Yeah. Before it was, I was like, what the fuck? Did I was in the other side or what, dog? Like, fucking, you know, that was cool, fool. But you know, fucking, they gotta get rid of some fools and get some other fools, dog.
I know, man.
Use that money right.
Use it right, Raza.
I'm there with those fucking fake-ass managers and agents and shit, dog.
Yeah, man.
These paper tigers, man.
So, fool, I took photos with that guy, Rafa.
Yeah, I seen a couple of them on Instagram.
I put that photo of me and Hollenberg Park, the black and white one.
The one with the trash bag?
Yeah.
The bag of clothes?
The bag of clothes. And right away, the bag said, free clothes. And somebody said, it's written in Cholo writing. And it was, bro.
Yeah, I seen that. Because
Cholos have hearts too, eh? I got my old khakis. They don't fit no more. I'm going to give them away, Holmes.
Give them to a little chavalito, dog.
So what I wrote on that, I have never, it's funny, I never wrote anything about my life, I guess, on Instagram or anything. So I wrote that being here at Hollenbeck Park reminds me of how long I've come from being a crackhead to where I'm at now and how easy it is to lose it all. Because right now at that moment, bro, when I was sitting at that park, man, I thought about, you know, I have some money in my account, you know, more than before. And, man, I felt like throwing my cell phone away in the ocean, no, in the lake, and going to go buy some crack and kicking back in that park and just smoking and disappearing for 3 days, getting a hotel room and, you know, just being a crackhead for like 3 days to see what happens, feeling good.
Binge and shit, go party.
But see, that's the crack hitting. That's like the crack coming back at you, huh?
Yeah, dude. Like, I don't know. But do you look at it as a bad thing, or you look at it as an experience that you fucking learned? And as fucked up as it was, and whatever happened, that now you're a better dude and a stronger dude.
I see it as a bad thing, man. Because back then is a bad thing, but now it's a good thing because I think about it, but I'm not gonna do it. But the thoughts do come, man. It only takes a split second, though. For that split second, though, I felt like throwing my cell phone in the lake, and then from there, walking up to us. I had a plan, bro. Crackheads have a plan. Like, right there, we were done with a photo shoot already, right? And then he asked me if I wanted to ride anywhere, right? If I wanted to ride anywhere, and I was thinking, oh, man, those crackheads over there by Louis the 13th, man. And then, but then I started thinking about it. No, man, can I drop you off somewhere? I said, no, man, my wife, she's probably waiting for me right now. I'm going to just go with her. But for that second, man, I felt like saying, man, now just leave me here. Imagine. I had a plan, bro, in my head already for that 1 second. If he would have left me there, I probably would have walked up to one of the homeless guys that was sleeping there and asked him, hey, man, you want a party, bro? You want a party? Okay. ¿Quieres party or qué? ¿Qué quieres, güey? And then I know, man, that if I wake up one of the homeless crackheads right there and I tell him, bro, listen, man, you want to make $100 tonight? I go, what do I have to do? You're not going to do anything. I'll do everything. But I'm not going to give you the 100 all at once. What I would do is just rip that 100 in half and give him only half. And I'll tell him, you'll get the other half when I'm done.
You ain't going to swindle me, dog.
No, I'll give you the money to buy more tape. You could tape the 100 back. And then I would have just told that guy with him, because I'm not as dirty looking at him right away. I would have told him to go get some crack and come back, you know. And then I would have been getting there loaded at the park. I probably got arrested at that park that night. And then I disappeared, man. So I posted that post because that's the way I felt, you know, and I didn't go through it. And then when I couldn't even read it out loud without breaking out, without crying or wanting to cry, because I tried reading out loud to my wife and I couldn't read it out loud without wanting to cry. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, I was serious then. I was really wanting to leave. But then a lot of people who didn't know that I had a drug problem or have a drug problem, they were all, oh, good for you, man. You come a long way and blah, 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 blah. And some people that I don't even know hit me up on my Instagram and my Twitter and my Facebook. Like this lady who's like in her early 50s, she told me that she's an older white woman, bro. Like, you see her face. You didn't think that she's a drug addict. You would think that this lady gives hugs every day and bakes cookies and, you know, supports, loves the whole world, you know.
Positive vibes,
positive,
bro.
American, you know, real positive American about life. But no, man, she said that every day I feel like disappearing and just leaving everybody to go use heroin. But my nightmare is to die of a heroin overdose as a homeless woman. And then I said, fuck. Then another friend of mine named Avi, he said that he was a cocaine addict for a long time. This guy, he owns a carpet company. He sells rugs, Persian guy from the Laugh Factory, very nice guy. I thought he was just a guy hanging out at the Laugh Factory, you know, Jamie's friend. He put rugs at the, I think he rugged the whole Laugh Factory probably.
Normal upstairs. Business dude.
Normal business dude. He's a Persian guy, you know. And he sent me this whole story about what he went through. And he's a single father with his two daughters now. And he said, don't ever, you know, it's okay to talk about it, but then never slip back. And then a friend of mine from up north, Paul Sanchez, he's a recovery meth head. He said that when he read my Instagram photo, he said that he found a bag of meth right after he read it. And he goes, how did you make you feel? Because knowing me, bro, it would took me a long time to throw it away. He said he threw it away, and then he pissed on it. And I said, oh, you still have to look at it, huh?
It's that itch. But do you feel better talking about that shit?
Yeah.
And like, because that's what I see, like, you know, like the Joe Diaz, you know, remember when he fucking used to fly with the little baggies and shit? And now he talks about it more about how he used to be and how the fucking whole animal instinct is and how, you know.
It's an animal instinct,
just
bro.
Just to fucking get that little feeling over it, dude, you know.
Fool, my nipples get hard right now. My nipple, it's like, I don't understand, man, but it's a whole process. You want to get high, you know, on whatever how you get on drugs, you know, heroin or whatever. But it's that feeling, you know, like the planning of it, you know, like going to go get it, on the way getting it. You're so excited,
man. The excitement's like a fucking.
Once you get it, it's like, it's fucking crazy. But yeah, man, every day, man, like my mind, like when I think about it, like, that's why I read a lot of people with drug problems. Like when they write a blog, I read them. And one of the main thing is, like, especially as somebody who grew up in the projects or who grew up in the hood, and you only, like when I was reading Father Greg Boyle's book, one of the stories was this Cholo guy from my neighborhood. He said that that when he gets, when he's supposed to be happy and laugh, he cries. Like, he don't know how to smile. And I get that too, man. Like, sometimes I want to be, when I'm at my happiest moment, when I'm going, yeah, fool.
And you're all excited all and shit sober. Going.
When I'm back in my room alone, I'm all sad.
That's when you got to grab that little hamster, dog.
That's when I want to do drugs, you know. But when I'm sad, when I'm fucking sad, I don't want to do no fucking drugs, man. I'm just angry. Like, I accept sadness. I accept heartbreak, you know.
You have to.
I smile at it. But happiness and good news, it's hard for someone like me to accept the good news because I always feel like, all right, I know it's good news, man, but torture and nightmare is hiding around the corner saying, what's up, Felipe? Remember us? Remember us over here? The dark closet you want to go to? We're still waiting for where you want us, you know. And all I do is one drink, man. If I have one drink, I'm probably going to not leave. You know, I never just use drugs just for the sake of, I'm just going to do some coke. I'm going to do a little bump and go home. Who the fuck does one bump and goes home?
Who's that hang out at Dougie Point's house, dog? And they're renting out a room, dog. I never understood that, dude. These fools, like, when I was in high school, fools were all into tweaking, doing speed.
In high school?
Yeah, man, fool. No, I was already, yeah, fool. They used to be this
month. Kids are not 18?
Dude, fucking hitting the dank, fool, the glass pipe. Dude, I used to know this fool that would hit it, fool, and go to sleep, dog.
Damn.
I'm like, God, I have all those motherfuckers. And that's why I never really like fucking with powders, dog, because I have an addictive personality, dog. And fucking, ugh, dog, because, you know, just fucking go off the deep end. But yeah, motherfuckers are crazy.
So that speed shit was cut with sleeping pills.
Riverside, fool. Speed labs were blowing up. A fucking house will blow up. What the fuck happened, dick? They were fucking making speed over there, fool.
Now, fool, now houses are blowing up. Fool's trying to make dabs.
Hey, fucking Flacco put up that funny meme, dog, of Freddy Krueger when your homie's all dick. I was just trying to make dabs or something, and his arm blows off. Yeah, but you think that's really true, or you think it's hype to try to fucking, you know, bring some legislation against dabs? Because remember, we're in Texas, and if you got the concentrate, that's automatically 1 year or 2 years in prison. It's like, God damn, fool. Let me smoke this real quick.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
What's up, fool?
Chilling, dog.
Man, here. Like, I remember when I used to go do crack right there, and when I was living in, I wouldn't say Frogtown, but Elysian Valley, there was a kid, man, that one time when I was like just smoking weed in the river, Alley River right there, and I saw some kid all bummed out, you know, he was all bummed out, and he sat next to me, and I remember he just sat next to me, and I said, "What's up, man?" He said, "What's up?" He didn't say nothing, just stood there. So I kept smoking my joint. I said, fuck it. I passed it to him and shit. Motherfucker took one of those long-ass hits, like the ones you do with the thing lights back on fire.
Hell yeah, dog.
Long-ass hit.
That's when you don't have any weed or haven't hit it in a while. So you gotta...
He took like one puff to get the... He took one... Real smoker took one puff of the joint, got it all hot, and then got it really, really hot, and then the rest was just smooth.
Toked it out.
Toked it all out.
You don't waste none that
and
way,
then,
dog.
He just, like, two hits, and he got real buzz. And then we started talking, whatever. Never saw this kid again, right? But I'm now go back 2 years later, I'm in this crack house. I only call it a crack house because all we did there was do crack. We didn't do nothing now. We didn't talk about our futures. We didn't write no screenplays. We didn't write no music. Nothing. Oh. Just wasted time. So he came in there one day and he goes, he was wearing a Burger King uniform. Right? He just came out working from Burger King. And then we're there smoking crack. He goes, oh, you do this shit too? And I said, wow, this dude's going to take a big ass hit and shit. So this time I give that fool a little hit, dog. So he hit that crack pipe with me. And he fucking, the two other fools that live there, they were smoking crack too. And then this fool said, then those crackheads said, oh, you work at Burger King? Trying to start a conversation. And he goes, yeah, man, I work there now. I got promoted. Oh, man, that's good. You're doing good, bro. So the last time I saw you, I thought you were going to shoot yourself. He goes, yeah, man, I was bummed out, man. Man, I'm glad, man, you were there just to talk to me for a little while. You know, you made me feel better. And he goes, I know. Well, I'm glad I was there for you, man. Want some more crack?
Bonding by the river.
So he goes, he leaves. He ends up leaving, though, before he leaves, the girl that was with the right some crackhead too, she goes, man, how can I get a job at Burger King? I mean, this girl has a criminal record, like, longer than a fucking CBS receipt, bro.
She just knows how to shoot, stab people, and do cornrows.
Yeah, she's a good cornrows, bro. Anyways, she goes, yeah, I can get you a job. Okay, next time you go to work, come back and bring me an application. She said, go back to work and bring me an application. And that's how she's going to get the job. So this is the way crackhead think, bro. Like, can't you just walk over there and get your own application and get your own job?
I don't really want a job.
I just want you to come back with your paycheck.
You can burn that motherfucker, dog.
That's the way it is, dog.
Hell yeah. Fool. It's the same with, like, weed and all that shit. Motherfuckers just hang out just to get high for free, dog. That's it, bro.
So I was there, man, and I remember, like, just being so trapped in that couch. Like, I couldn't leave, man. Like, I wanted to leave. My spirit was willing, but the flesh was weak. I felt like my spirit was standing right there, and it's telling me, Felipe, man, you've been smoking crack for 3 days straight. Aren't you tired? Don't you want to go home? You want to keep doing more crack? What if you're going to overdose? That's my conscience telling me that. And then, like, come on, and I'm like smoking crack going, man, just only 3 days. Last time I was there, 5 days.
Did you tell me you were partying one time, just like hitting the shit all day, that you, like, for 3 days, that your body stayed there? So when you got up to your normal posture, you're all fucking sore and fucked up, fool?
I did the world's longest sit up. It's like, okay. You're supposed to sit straight with your posture, you know, so you won't mess up your back. But see, when you're doing drugs, you forget about posture.
Like hit mode.
You forget about drinking water. Because, man, I was surviving 5 days on smoking crack, smoking cigarettes, and drinking 40 ounces, and drinking vodka for 3 days, 5 days. Man, let me tell you, man, if somebody were to give me a glass of water, I'd probably stab them. Like, or somebody would try to cook food around me. Like, I remember this crackhead had an orange juice, and I said, man, what are you doing, man? You trying to quit? What are you trying to get healthy on my ass? You don't want to smoke no more? Well, I haven't ate in 3 days. Well, you want to smoke more crack, don't you? Man, if you fucking turn that oven on, I'm leaving. So they fucking stop cooking everything, bro. We'll do more crack. Because I was, like, the only one that's paying for everything, so you got to do what I say.
Party Marty, dog.
So I'm smoking this crack, right, and I'm, like, sitting, but my back is hunched over, you know, because you got to smoke. So I stood in this position for 3 days, all right? And finally, when I stopped smoking crack and went home, dude, I was so fucking sore. My stomach, it was so hard. I felt, dude, like a baby or a big piece of crack was trying to come out. I mean, I was so sore, Rodrigo, like fucking sore, bro.
You said you couldn't even lay on your back because it hurt too much.
I lay on my back and I had a cramp on both sides of my stomach and my back. And then, like, the palm of my foot, when I tried to stretch it out, I felt like I had two tennis balls, one in each foot, and I couldn't straighten out my foot. And then I had a Charlie horse on my calf. It was sunk in, dude. So then I didn't know what to do, bro. I called the crackhead. What's going on, man?
What's going on, fool? I don't fucking know.
This fool's like, you want me to come over or what?
Gotta keep this party going one more night, dog.
You know, this fool said, man, just do some push-ups.
What the fuck up, dude? Hey, fool, did you start doing some push-ups?
Flesh, it hurt more, dog. So I did more push-ups, bro. And then the feeling, everything went back, and I fell asleep, man. And teeth were all yellow. My teeth looked like I've been brushing with fucking buttermilk all week. And back then, I wasn't flossing. You know, I wasn't taking care of my dental care. Teeth, dude, I had just bought a brand new pair of fucking skateboard Nikes, bro. Oakland A's color. They were gold and green. They were bad, bro. I love those shoes, right? They were nice. They were Nike. They were, you know, I love shoes, tennis shoes, but they were nice shoes, man. I spent a little money on them. They were nice. But, dude, when I fucking took them off after 5 days, they still look new, but fuck, dude, the inside smelled like a homeless ass. Like, my wife will tell you. It stunk bad, bro. And I had a pay or move out notice at my house, because those 3 days, I forgot that the rent was due in those 5 days. So that asshole, I put a fucking sign that you're gonna either pay or whatever.
The 3 day notice.
So fool, I went over there, man, and I just put all the cash in an envelope, and I slipped it on the envelope. Take it. And that fool said, I need a money order. And I just threw him the money. I said, you get the money order, motherfucker. You got the money. You got the money. Just the fucking money. And I just slammed my door, and that's it. I remember one time I was partying so hard, bro, on that apartment. And for some reason, I invited the crackheads over. So we're doing crack, bro. And start knocking. I don't answer the door. Shows up with some lady, probably his daughter or somebody, some older woman. She starts translating in English to me, like, I don't speak Spanish, right? He goes, well, he wants you to know if you keep the nose down. And I told her, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, okay? It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, what does he expect? And he goes, I don't know how you can say this the way I want to. I can't tell you this in Spanish. I'm going to have to tell you in English. But I want you to please translate for him so he can understand my frustration right now. What I really want to tell him. Can you tell him to fuck off right now? Can you please tell him to fuck off?
What happened, fool?
She just stood quiet, bro. And the landlord went downstairs. I told the crackheads, all right, man, we're all going to start hopping right now. So he was downstairs, bro.
Do the bunny hopping.
And we all were hopping, bro, for a long ass time. And I fell and I fucked up my knee.
Ow! The best laid schemes of mice and men, dog.
Yeah, man.
Fuck.
To this day, I want to go back to where he lives and throw a rock in his window.
That fool probably still lives there too, huh?
But you know what? It doesn't matter, bro, because I was in a Spanish commercial, and I know he saw the World Cup, and I know he saw me in that commercial, and I know that I got better in life, and he's still a piece of shit. And like, he could tell people, you know, that's the guy who told me to fuck off in English.
I cannot
believe
it. Well,
so his wife looked like a homie, though. One time Rodrigo showed up.
Weird-ass couple, and
I was locked out, and I was sitting next to her. And Rodrigo said, that's your homie?
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is... Who is that, dog?
Dude, those motherfuckers used to watch TV with headphones. Two separate TV with headphones.
What the fuck, dude?
He said, maybe I could watch TV with headphones so it won't be so loud. And I said, man, could you bring your fucking translator over here?
About to fucking choke this fool with the fucking headphone cord over here, dog.
Oh, dude. So before we leave, man, I want to go back to that post, the Instagram post of me in Hollenbeck Park. Some fool left a message. Man, I don't know you were cracked. I remember one time I saw you on Denby all cracked out. That when you used to live with that big monster Salvi.
That was a big-ass head, big-ass hand, and big-ass feet, dog. Dude, I remember this time this fool was wearing those Nike sandals, fool, and his big-ass fat foot couldn't even fit, and the toes couldn't even get to the part where the... Dude, he's a fucking monstro, fool, that fool, dog.
Cerote, tanto ruido toda la noche, cerote.
Oh, my God.
That fool was named... They used to call that fool Loco.
He
used to hang out at the park. When I decided to smoke crack, that Salvadoran landlord on Denby, he's the one that took me to the river, bro. Because he used to tell me, man, oh, there's a lot of hookers in the river, a lot of shit happening. You could buy a lot of cheap shit in the river. And I said, what river is this? So then, next thing you know, bro, I'm fucking river dancing, bro. And that's another story, people. What's up, food? Anything else, Rodrigo?
That's it,
anybody crying in your neck of the woods?
Fuck, dude. Who's not, dog? Fucking tears for fucking joy over here, though.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
What's up, fool?
Stay strong.
Yeah.